Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein. No artificial flavors or colors. No chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You ready?
Here we go.
The Slacker Show.
Let's go.
Always on in my car.
The best when I'm driving.
It gets me pumped up.
Hey.
Let's go.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
I want to start by saying everyone in this room loves and respects teachers.
Yeah.
We think teachers do a job. Quite frankly, well, I mean,
they do.
Do you want to deal with high school kids? Do you want to deal with 4-year olds who aren't yours? Like,
I will tell
it's
you,
a terrible
I could
job.
Never be a teacher, and I praise them.
Do you have any educators in your family at all?
Tons.
Right.
And yeah.
Like
former, current, all the above.
Yeah. But we want to do teacher tales. Now, what a teacher tale is, more often than not, a lot of people call in and go, I had a teacher who blanked, who like was just crazy. If you've spent any time in a Catholic school, you can easily call with a story of somebody just like, for some reason, it's legal for them to beat you to within an inch of your life. And it's like all under the name of like discipline. Like,
we used to get shaved. If we,
what?
Yeah. Cause if we couldn't, we couldn't have facial hair. And if you were a little stubbly,
Nun would come up.
The dean, who is a man, and the wrestling coach. So he would kind of get you in a headlock and he would dry shave you.
What?
He would just take a razor. He had like razors.
So yeah. It's like,
yeah.
Hey, that's really weird.
Well, you didn't do it, right?
You didn't hold up your end of the bargain, but like from a touching a student perspective.
And changing their bodily appearance feels weird.
But they are bringing you into line with the dress code.
Yeah, we were
forcibly. Send them home.
But then kids would just show up and go, oh, I guess I got to go home. You know, I mean, I get it. I'll defend it a little bit. It was back in the day, too. I'm old.
You're not
well,
that old.
Well, I want to say my teacher tale, the one that springs to mind, and I say this every time, rest in peace, Mr. Grauberger.
Oh, rest in peace.
And I think his kids listen to the show. He was the principal of the high school. I was in middle school, but like, you know, ninth grade or whatever, you go up.
Okay.
We were still 7, 8, 9, not 6, 7, 8. So okay. Ninth grade, you're going to go to high school the next year. Freshmen weren't at high school. So
okay.
We got to go visit the high school. And I was being me. I was being the class clown. And he was trying to talk. And he didn't like it. So he singled me out, walked up to me, and pinned me against the lockers with his forearm against my throat. And said, not so funny now, are you?
That feels also weird, guys.
Let me just say this.
You said, I'm going to make that one a story on the radio.
I just want everyone to know that then I went to that high school and became one of his favorite students to the point that by my senior year, I was like, you have no idea. And I told him the story. He's like, no way I did that. I'm like, who do you think is going to remember it more clearly? The person whose feet are off the ground being pinned against a locker by their future principal.
That feels nuts.
It's, dude, it was just how people, there was a time, Erica, where teachers had a bit more leeway.
You roamed the earth at a weird time then.
How does it same thing or dry shaving him.
Exactly. I went to a public school, so maybe I'm just.
So did I. Well. This was a public school. He pinned me again. I couldn't breathe. This is.
But it's not about that.
No, but like the
I'm
reason.
So excited to start.
The reason I thought we should talk about it today. Some teacher got busted for bringing coke to school.
Oh,
granted, it was a substitute teacher in Vermont. No Colorado teachers would do that.
Okay.
But the woman was apparently acting weird. Cops were called. They brought in a dog, and the dog sniffed out the drugs.
See, so Erica's theory is correct. Teachers are getting cooler than they were in the day. We had a
Spanish teacher in high school, and it was rumored that she was suspended because they found tequila in her.
That's what this part of the gig. You're the Spanish teacher.
I know. It was a little bit. We were like, well, is that really so bad?
It's Tequila Tuesday. What?
Yeah. Someone walked in on her taking a shot.
Shut up. Put it in your coffee cup
but
like a normal
lore.
Teacher.
It's lore. So I don't know for sure. I wasn't the kid.
Wow.
Okay. So they're terrible teachers, terrifying teachers, teacher tales. Where'd you run into them?
Oh,
if you got
a
teacher tale, we want to hear your story. 303-222-5423. You can call or text.
Mm-hmm. I remember running into one of my teachers that I had, and he was the guy. Did you ever have the guys that came, or women? They're students, so they're like they come and they're just there.
Student teachers,
but they're like it's like in between or something because they're just there all the time. They're like an assistant for a while, and then
not in
gone.
College, but in high school.
In high school, yeah.
He was like a
para,
kinda, like an understudy or something. Okay. I don't know.
Okay, this isn't the theater.
Tonight's performance will be Mr. Groberger's not
All
here.
Of life is the theater and the world's
oh my
stage.
Gosh.
So we ran into this guy. He was kind of like our assistant basketball coach, and he was an assistant gym teacher for a while. And also, but we ran into him much years later when we were at the casino.
Oh.
And we sat down to play blackjack with him. And he was so happy to see us that he gave us each like $100 to start playing with him. And then
what?
Yeah, and then we all some did well, some, and then we just left. We just left them. We didn't.
Was he there alone?
Yeah, he was there alone. He was there alone, and was kind of, I think trying to kind of be like, "Come on, like, hang out with me, guys." And we did until
the money ran out.
Until the money ran out, yeah. And then
we
left him. Yeah.
Can I ask? Probably less UTAC and more Erica, because you got me thinking about this. In a private school, you probably didn't have any teachers who were on drugs.
Oh,
no, we didn't. But I have not on drugs. But there was our gym teacher was dating a student's mother.
Oh,
and this was just like kind of no knowledge. In fact, the gym teacher had left his gym shorts at the student's house.
What?
And so in eighth grade gym, I'll never forget this student. Came, got dressed for gym.
Do not finish this story. Do not finish. his shorts.
Put on the gym teacher shorts and came into the gym ready to go.
What a flex.
It was.
Dude, because what's that teacher going to say?
He said, "Where'd you get those shorts?" And the kid said, "I don't know. I found them at my house." And that was the end of it.
It's like, I know that you know that I know that you know.
And
like,
shorts. Oh.
Oh my gosh.
Because he can't demand you take them off.
No, he can't. I think he did with his mom, but he didn't.
Wow.
What?
There was like, I'm just saying
wild
that.
Wild times.
Yeah. Did you have a newspaper? Like the newspaper teacher at my school, he's like the journalist dude. He's like, like all this, we had a dark room, go in there and develop photos. It was just a clam bake. It was just like people would go, I know this is before digital photography, just get over it. But like the newspaper teacher got everybody in newspaper high every day.
I don't think that I knew of had any drug instances. There was certainly a teacher who got way too close to a student and everyone was like,
you
know what?
That happens a lot. Is a male teacher and a female student, right?
Other way around.
That is so rare. What are you doing? You're a girl.
And
you can.
That teacher was married to another teacher. And I don't know what happened to this day, but I know it was weird.
Okay.
Where'd you find those shorts?
All right. If you got a teacher tale, we would love to hear what it is. 303-222-5423.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it gonna be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein. No artificial flavors or colors. No chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Tell us your story.
303-222-5423. The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
We're calling this Teacher Tales. It's the time you ran into a teacher somewhere weird, or a teacher did something weird.
Mm-hmm.
Or, sure, great teachers too. Mike?
Yai.
Teacher Tales, what do you got?
My freshman year of high school, my brother and I got in like a full-blown fist fight in front of the library during the staff development meeting.
Wait, your brother?
My brother and I, we fought a lot in high school. We did not get along very well.
But physically fought? Like beat each other up?
All the time.
Okay.
And the assistant principal and the principal come out and they're like, what's going on? And we told them what's going on. And we actually played hockey with the assistant principal's son, and he was a friend of ours. So he just gave us both $5 to leave each other alone the rest of the day, and I don't want to have to suspend you. Just let us go.
$5?
So you got paid
to fight your brother.
he's paying us to not fight anymore.
Yeah, but
okay.
A little bit of a reward, if you will.
Yeah, this is not good education practice.
Your parents are like, 17 years later, we figure it out. Get him to stop.
Oh, my God. Okay. Are you friends with your brother now?
Yeah, we're best friends. We get along very well. It just took us a while.
Okay.
Okay. What's your price now to not fight him?
Free.
Yeah. It's free. Oh. Thank you, Mike. Meg.
Yes. Yai.
Teacher Tales. What do you got?
Okay. I was in college, and I'm an early childhood ed student, and we had a music class. And this teacher was from Juilliard in New York City and thought so much of herself. We had a student had a head trauma, so she had to use a tape recorder to take the classes so she could know them. Well, the one morning, the teacher, we couldn't do a clapping routine, and the teacher called us all stupid and idiots. And that student had recorded it.
Oh.
And so we took it. Yeah. So we took it to the head of the department and told him about it. And they just kind of hemmed and hawed because they really liked her as a teacher. And so we went when the semester was over. We told all the students who needed to take that class not to take it. And as they were going through, signing up for the classes, they realized by the time they got to the letter P, because they started at A, that nobody had signed up for that class. And so they made everybody who, from P to Z, sign up for that class.
Oh, my God.
And they
gosh.
Didn't fire her or anything.
You almost pulled it off, though.
Yeah.
Wow. Well, they could also hear you guys clapping on the recording. And they're like, I mean, he's got a point. It's pretty bad.
Oh, my God. Yeah. That is. Yeah. Thank you for the call. That is exactly why teacher tales don't exist anymore, though. Like,
as a recording.
Because phones.
Yeah.
Like, everybody gets caught. If you're a teacher, if you don't have yonder bags or whatever, have the students put like, you're going to get caught.
I just put my phone in a yonder bag for the first time this weekend. Stressful,
you did?
Stressful. Yeah.
Who's going to call you? You were with your fiance.
But where? What about our dog?
He doesn't have a phone. What? Tracy, yai. What's your teacher tale?
So I went to high school in the 80s, so quite a while ago, but we had the designated corporal punishment teacher was Mr. Reynolds in eighth grade.
Yep.
And he would have students up to senior year lay across his lap, and he would rub the students' butt to warm up their butt for the spanking.
Hi. That man should have been in jail.
Did you just say rub their butt?
Lay across his lap?
Yep. Yes.
Males and females.
Males and females.
Prison.
7th grade to 12th grade.
Prison.
Oh, man, it was just a different time.
I know.
Did he use a paddle or was he using his hand?
No, he was using a big paddle, wooden paddle. So
probably better than his hand.
For the rub.
Oh, thank God.
For the rubbing.
No, for the rubbing. Did he use the paddle for both?
No, his hand for the rubbing. The paddle.
Prison.
That is crazy talk.
Yeah.
I know.
But like everyone in the school, including the other teachers, knew, oh, if you're bad, I'm sending you to Mr. Reynolds for a butt rub.
Yes, that's exactly it.
Yeah.
That's
maybe he'll spank you.
What are we talking about? That is the craziest thing I've ever heard. That is illegal on every conceivable. Okay.
Well, prison.
Thank you. Like, no, but the other teacher's like, you know, he's good at that.
He's got
I don't want to. We should use Reynolds, right?
Real good at butt rubbing.
Dude, nobody rubs butts like Mr. Reynolds. What the? Okay, Jennifer?
Yay.
Teacher tales, what do you got?
Well, my mom signed me up for gymnastics when I was a kid, and I was very uncoordinated, still am. And after 2 years, the teacher pulled my mom aside and said, stop wasting your money on her. And so then I stopped doing gymnastics.
Wait, that's so sad.
She never rubbed her butt? Or...
The Slacker Show. Alice.
1059. Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.